The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
It's time to talk that talk, and we talk it like no one else. This is The Stinking Truth. Now, here's your host, Mark Schlereth.
Hey, welcome to the Stinking Truth Podcast. It's time for the leftovers between the New Orleans Saints, the Atlanta Falcons, the game I called on Sunday. And right here, gotta take this, put this hat on. See what that says right there?
Speed off the ball.
Speed off the ball. That was the motto, or is the motto.
Was
the motto of the Atlanta Falcons offensive line. If you watch Monday's podcast, I told you how I'm kind of a pseudo-celebrity, legend status in Atlanta for all the clips they show of how the Broncos used to run the ball and speed off the ball. My motto used to be first contact wins.
Okay.
I want to win off the ball. But their speed off the ball, and they are exceptional at running the wide zone. And so they gave me a couple speed off the ball hats. Thank you to Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach of the offensive line coach of the Atlanta Falcons. As of like 7:45 Eastern, 7:45 Eastern on Sunday the 4th.
Correct.
As of about 8:38 Eastern, Sunday the 4th, Raheem Morris got fired. And I don't know what that means for Dwayne and the boys. But thank you guys very much. I appreciate you guys. I just like to say I'm sorry.
Well, we're not here to make fun or crack up.
Dude,
jokes
I said on the broadcast, I'd love Raheem to get his third year. I think they were going in the right direction, learning how to win football games. It's hard. It's just hard to do, and there was energy in that building.
Seemed like the players were really wanting him to stay.
The players love him. He's a great dude, and I think they were moving in the right direction. And they won their last four games. Yeah. And now I understand from an ownership standpoint, you want to make changes. They fired not only Raheem Morris, their head coach, they also fired their general manager. And so they decided to go in that direction. Was the general manager's name Fontenot?
Yeah.
They fired him. And, you know, that Matt Ryan is coming in to be a part of that organization. On film, and I've done a lot, as we all know. Like
hardest working guy in television.
I've done a
Nobody
lot.
Is more prepared.
Of NFC South games. I mean.
This guy's an expert.
I know the NFC South like the back of my hand. Have you ever really thought about that?
No.
The back of your hand?
Do you really know the back of your hand?
Like, why would you know the back of your hand?
Right.
Why is that something you would like, oh yeah.
Right.
There's my hand right there, I can tell, because right. I've looked at it so much.
Right.
How many times have you looked at the back of your hand and just really studied it?
Right. I thought you'd be a lot more familiar with your palm.
The palm of your hand is probably a better saying, but then they realized maybe we ought to go with the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But I know the NFC South like the palm of my hand. And that thing is, like, I looked at the Atlanta Falcons and thought to myself, they're really talented.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, and what an unbelievable job they've done at recognizing where they're not very good and how are they going to, like, become a better organization. So it started off with they were in pass rush purgatory over the last several years. They went out and got Jalen Walker in the first round, then bounced back up and got James Pierce in the first round as well. So these are two guys that are great edge presence guys. It allowed them to move Leonard Floyd as a backup role, a guy that's going to come in there and do some of the pass rush work on a more limited basis. Ebukadi as well, Arnold Ebukadi is another guy that's a rotational role in that. Like, they have really increased their level of defensive proficiency. I love that. I think they've got a really good scheme offensive line wise. Bijan Robinson might be the best player in the National Football League. The guy's a freak show athlete. He is great. I love the backup running back in Tyler Algier. Drake London can flat out play. Like, they have got some players, man. And there's a part of this learning just how to win and learning how to be your best when your best is required and all that stuff. And I thought they were making strides toward the end of the season to get that done. But I guess when you have that much talent and you see a Vrabel come in and do what he did, you see a Liam Cohen come in and do what he did in Jacksonville, you see a Ben Johnson come in and do what he did in Chicago, you're looking at it and going, we had more talent than anybody else in this division, and you couldn't do what Vrabel did. You couldn't do what Ben Johnson did. You couldn't do what Liam Cohen did. I am moving on.
So it sounds like the way you lay it out, and you do a great job doing it, that whoever the next coach is for the Falcons, he's inheriting a pretty good amount of talent. But the quarterback position, what's the future there? Is it Michael Penix?
Yeah, the current staff, or the staff that was before they got fired, were committed to him.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Loved him. I don't know how you can be. Dude, and he's got all kinds of arm talent now. But he is a pocket pass. He's not a scramble around. He's a pocket guy, Mike. And they love him. But even though they love him, he still only completed about 60% of his passes. And in 2 years, man, he got to play 14 games. Now, obviously, they started 6-3 before they benched him. They started 6-3 with Kirk Cousins a year ago. And then they benched Kirk Cousins, and then he comes in and plays. So, but in that, he started only 14 games in his two seasons in Atlanta. And, oh, by the way, Mike, I don't know exactly when they benched Kirk. Maybe the last three games of the season. But they started 6-3, and then they lost a bunch before they benched Kirk. So it wasn't like they were 6-3 when they benched Kirk. So I think he started the last three games, maybe, if I'm not mistaken, in Atlanta. I should know that, but it escapes me right now. And then this year, but think about this from a career standpoint. Michael Penix has lost five seasons to injury over the course of his career. He had two ACLs in college, both on his right knee. Then he had two shoulder surgeries that cost him the rest of the season in college. And then this year he had his left ACL. Like, you want to talk about a China doll. Like, and listen, man, I have a ton of empathy because I played hurt my whole career. And, you know, and I was hurt a ton. But how can you go into next season thinking, yeah, that's my guy. And Kirk Cousins, and Kirk told me this, man, I want to play. I want to spend time with my kids. He's got an 8-year-old son, a 6-year-old son. I want to spend time, you know, coaching and doing those things. But I still want to have an opportunity to play. And he wants to be a starter. And so Kirk has signed a 4-year deal, but only 2 years guaranteed. Kirk's not going to be there next year. And you know there are 16 teams out there that need a quarterback. So, like, he's going to be – can you really go into next season thinking that Michael Penix is going to hold up for 17 games?
No, but my point – what about the idea, though, that, you know, this resurgence that you've seen at the end of the season and the culture and everything, learning how to win, happened with Kirk Cousins under center? He still wants to play. He's under contract for 2 more years at, you know, pretty decent, manageable quarterback money. You're not paying Michael Penix. He's on a rookie deal. Why not just stay with Kirk Cousins?
Because I think Kirk Cousins probably doesn't trust the organization from the standpoint of,
I signed a 4-year deal with you thinking I was going to be your guy, and then you immediately go out and draft Michael Penix.
Yeah.
I can't trust
8th overall pick. And, you know,
that's fair.
And that's me speculating. Kirk, I don't want to get, he didn't say that, but that's just me speculating on how I would feel. And you know, he does want to play, or at least he told me he wanted to play.
Yeah.
So, I think he'll be somewhere else, and I think he'll get an opportunity to run the show.
So Michael Penix is your guy next year.
As of right now, you got to go get yourself a quarterback that can play. You got to go get yourself somebody that has some experience. One, experience, just because you need that in your quarterback room. You need somebody that can speak the language and that Penix can bounce stuff off of. Yeah. And then you need a guy that's actually played, you know, like has the Andy Dalton role in him, right? They can come in, be a mentor, do all those things. But when you need him in a pinch, he can play.
Maybe like a Jameis Winston type.
Yeah, you definitely need somebody.
Yeah, okay. As far as New Orleans situation is concerned, their season did not go well, but in many respects, if you're a Saints fan, can you feel pretty good about this season and, more importantly, where that arrow is going? Is the arrow pointing up for the Saints?
Yeah, I think the Saints have done a really good job. They know where they are right now, but you look at what they've done. One, they found their quarterback. And Tyler Shuck is the best quarterback in this year's draft class, bar none. And he has developed as a leader. He's a football junkie. He's mature. He's married. He's 26 years old. He's got a kid on the way. Like, he's a professional quarterback. And he has grown. He doesn't repeat mistakes. He does a really good job with all that stuff. Yesterday's game, Mike, it legitimately was like you're knocking on doors in the neighborhood to see if anybody wants to play a football game with you. Like, it was legit like having you're a kid that wants to play, you know, go down to the park, and it's you and your buddy, and like, we can't play against each other, and we got a Nerf ball between us, and we just don't want to play catch. So let's knock on doors and see if we can drum up some business. Like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, you got any kids our age here? Do they want to play football? Knock, knock, knock. Any kids? Anybody? Anyone?
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, they had Dante Pettis playing. They had Kevin Austin playing. They had some guy named Bell.
You need to look at your sheet there for help.
Yeah. They had Ronnie Bell. They had Samori Toure playing. They had, Moliki Matavao playing tight end. They, like, I mean, They had nobody. Nobody. Guys that were on the practice squad, guys like you have never thrown with before, were playing for them. And they've got work to do. All their running backs were backup guys. Audric Estime, we know here because he started here. Evan Hull. It's pretty amazing what they've been able to accomplish. And they won four of the last five games, losing yesterday. I think they've done an unbelievable job. And I want to give a shout out to Chase Young. Chase Young yesterday dominated. Not only Chase Young, Carl Granderson was dominant off the edge yesterday. Freaking Cam Jordan, 15 years in the league, dominant off the edge yesterday. But Chase Young was dominant. And I'll just take you inside between Chase and I's relationship. So I saw Chase on the field yesterday. First off, the dude looks like the Predator from the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Dude is huge. Right? He got the big dreads.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, we like just big hugs and embrace. And I just told him, man, I am so proud of you. So he came in out of Ohio State to Washington, gets rookie, defensive rookie of the year, then tears his ACL, and just wasn't the same, bounced around. And when he was still in Washington, I sat down with him on several different occasions just to talk to him about coming back from injury and all these things. And one of the pieces of advice, and I give this piece of advice to everybody, and this is good, so write this down, because this will change your life. This is life-changing advice.
Grab a pad here.
Yeah, grab your pad. And I had said this to Chase. I said, listen, man, the toughest thing is overcoming your injury mentally. And I said, I'm just going to give you some set your expectations. I go, you have to understand that you will never be the same. And you've got to reestablish what your 100% is.
You gave him the Darren Erdstadt speech.
Yeah. And I said, your new 100%, it may be 80% of what you were one time. And that's still plenty enough to dominate and be an ass whooper. But you got in your head, you got to say, this is as good as it gets. Now, maybe it'll get better down the road or whatever.
Right.
But this is where I am, and I got to go out and play. And so we had this conversation several times when he was trying to work through his play. And, talking to Brandon Staley, the defensive coordinator, everything, he's like, consistency and challenging him and pushing him has been a big part of the process, and he'll make a couple of flash plays, but consistency and consistently defending the run and just being a dominant player. And so I was like, man, just watching on film, dude, you're playing great and you're like you're consistent. And so he was like, thanks, man. And he goes, just getting over the hump mentally, and it took me probably longer than I wanted it to take me, but I've finally gotten there. And dude, in that game, he opened up a can of whoop ass. And let me tell you, like, Jake Matthews is a great player. He's a great player, and he's been playing in this league for a long time. Man, he had Jake. He spun him like a top, and physically wore him out on several different occasions. So Chase played great. Congratulations to Chase. I love to see a kid who comes in and is kind of so gifted that it probably has never really been hard for him. And then to go through a couple of years where it's really hard because of the injuries and everything else, and to come out on the other side and have perspective and have kind of a renewed sense of love for the game. And it just is. It's cool to see that maturation process happen.
So I guess maybe final thought for both fan bases, Falcons and Saints, that it's not that bleak. You got some talent there.
Yeah.
Get the right coach in place. in Atlanta. Like, maybe you got the right coach in place with Kellen Moore, and maybe good days ahead.
Yeah, I think both franchises have a chance to compete for that title next year, that NFC South title. I think New Orleans got a lot more to do from a roster construction standpoint than does Atlanta. But I think right now the second best quarterback, and he's close, the second best quarterback in that division behind Baker Mayfield being number one is Tyler Shuck. And I don't particularly think it's close.
And that the gap actually between him and Baker Mayfield isn't that.
I think him and Baker Mayfield are like, that gap is like tighter than mouse nuts. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah.
I think he's got that kind of ability right now, and he's just going to continue to grow. And then I think it's down here a ways is where Penix and Bryce Young are.
I got you.
So, yeah, I think the future in the NFC South is bright for both Atlanta and New Orleans. New Orleans needs more players. They just do. And they got to make decisions on Cam Jordan. Is he going to be back? Good decisions on DeMario Davis, who's one of my favorite players. Is he going to be back? You got to make those decisions, and those are tough decisions. And you got to fix the interior of your offensive line. You know, your two guard positions especially. And you know, you got to figure out what you're doing at the running back position. You got a lot more to do from that standpoint, but I really like where they are.
Finally, the whole bit about establishing a new 100%.
Yeah.
Is this advice that maybe, like, for a lot of guys out there watching, you know, maybe you getting a little older, you put on a few pounds, you know, maybe you just, you know, lost your fastball a little bit. But if you can establish a new 100%.
You just get used to being, hey, you're just going to be fat.
You're not the guy you used to be, but that's okay. That's your new 100%. Right.
Yeah.
And you can be good with it.
Eventually, your wife is going to start losing her eyesight because you're all aging.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, you might look hot again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to go through life, guys. Just to say, hey, look, instead of aspiring to what I once was, I'll just be comfortable with what I am now. New 100.
Yeah,
that's my new 100%, baby.
My new 100%.
I feel great. I think you just made a lot of people feel good about themselves.
My new 100% is get myself some hefty jeans and a big old flappy sweatshirt.
That's right.
Right.
That's your new 100.
Yeah.
You're still at 100. It's a new 100.
It's still at 100. It's my new 100.
Words to live by from this guy.
That's right.
The wisdom of stink.
I'm going back, though, man. That's it. I am underpants model. That's what I'm going to go for.
In 2026?
2026. My New Year's resolution for 2026. To be meaner than I was last year.
Uh-huh.
And to become an underpants model.
Well, to do that, you know those like week-long fasts you like to do? I like to stretch that out to about a month. Can you do a month-long fast?
No, but right now I'm on about a 12-hour fast right now.
All right.
So I might go for a 3 or 5 day water and black coffee fast.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, way to go, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Go into your hut.
And put some ghee butter up my ass cheeks.
Oh, man.
You know, do that. By the way, in adhering to my New Year's resolution of being meaner than I was last year, hey, listeners, go fuck yourself.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. That escalated quickly. All right.
I'm just kidding. I kid because I care. Hey, for everybody involved in the Stinky Truth Podcast, we appreciate you guys.
You need a nap.
So much. I do need a nap. We'll be back with you guys a little bit later in the week.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.